Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Sermons, where we explore the Word, learn the truth, and grow in grace, 6 minutes at a time. I'm your host, Cameron O'Daniel. Romans 8, verse 26 says this: "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words." So, finishing out what Paul is talking about in verses 18 through 25, Paul has been talking about the sufferings that we will have in this present time as not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed to us in the kingdom of God, when we will be with God in relationship and be in communion with Him. And then he goes into talking about how creation is groaning for this kingdom of God, and how we also as Christians are groaning for this kingdom of God. So on this idea of inward groaning and inwardness, Paul sort of chases a bunny rabbit down the bunny rabbit trail. He sort of goes off script a little bit, not all the way, but just a little bit. He does this from time to time in his epistles. But here he is talking about prayer. And he's talking about how the Spirit helps us inwardly when we pray. And he says the Spirit helps us in our weakness. What is our weakness? Well, he explains it in the very next sentence: "For we do not know what to pray for as we ought." So, with him saying this, with him saying that we do not know what to pray for as we ought, he's basically saying that as Christians, we don't pray specifically and exactly and perfectly how we are supposed to pray. Because if we pray exactly, perfectly how we are supposed to pray, then all of our prayers would be perfect. I mean, that makes sense, that all of our prayers would be perfect if we only prayed perfectly. It's sort of, you say it either way, it makes sense. But because of the inward groaning within us, the fact that we will one day be in the kingdom of God, the fact that we will one day be there, shows the fact that we will one day be perfect, shows that currently in this life, we are not perfect. We have the title of redeemed and delivered and perfect and Christian and all of these different things, but that does not necessarily mean that we will live 100% perfect here on earth. And so why is this important for what Paul is saying here about prayer? Well, the reason it's important is because it's in the context of what Paul is talking about. He talks about in verse 24, "For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience." So Paul is piggybacking off this idea. He's chasing a bunny rabbit, but he's still piggybacking off this idea that we are hoping for something in the future. What are we hoping for? We're hoping for the redemption of our bodies, the adoption as sons, the salvation that will take place. We are saved currently. We are being saved through sanctification, and we will be saved at the redemption of our bodies, at the coming of the kingdom of God. So because we are not there yet, because our bodies are not yet redeemed, we, as still living in the flesh, our prayers are not what they ought to be. And that's the idea that Paul is talking about here in verse 26. But we have hope. We have hope because he continues the sentence. I'll just read the whole sentence again, but he continues the sentence. He says, "For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words." The Spirit Himself. This is not just a force. This is not just a feeling. This is not just a ambiguous idea in the realm of philosophy and Christianity. This is God. We don't talk about the Holy Spirit being God enough. We need to talk about that more. We need to think about the Holy Spirit, which indwells us as Christians, is God. God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's not lesser than the Son, and the Son is not lesser than the Father. They are all equally God. So God himself, the Spirit himself, intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. So when we are praying, when we are pouring our hearts out before God, we can rest in the fact that the Spirit is interceding for us. He is almost acting as if he's an interpreter between us and God. If I can use a little bit of illustration here, you can think of the Holy Spirit being like, okay, Cameron, I know what you're saying. I'm going to say it this way to God so it makes more sense. And thank God for that. Thank the Holy Spirit for that, because sometimes I am praying and sometimes it doesn't make sense. Sometimes I'm praying and I'm like, man, do I even believe what I'm saying? But thank God, thank the Holy Spirit that he intercedes for us in our weakness. Even though we don't pray as we ought, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us so that what we need is actually put before God as prayer. That is amazing, and we can rest in that in our prayer life. Thank God for that. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for the Holy Spirit indwelling us and helping us in our prayers. I pray that we would rely on him, and I pray that we would rest in this truth, God, that we would just rest in your love and your interceding work. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.